So we heard in the gospel, Jesus is promising to send us the Holy Spirit. So in the church calendar, in the church year, next, not this coming Sunday in a couple of days, but in about 11 days, we're going to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. And that's that feast when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles. And they were filled with courage and enthusiasm. They had been scared, but when the Spirit came into their life, they had the courage to go out and to preach the name of Jesus. So Jesus is preparing his followers for that event. And what did he say? He's going to lead them to all truth. So you middle schoolers are in the middle of finals, right? So you pray for the Holy Spirit to help you to know all truth so you can get all your test questions right. But in the first reading, you know, we're in the season of Easter, right? So Easter was about 6 weeks ago. And all during these weeks of the season of Easter, when the candle is here and the candle is lit, the first reading we have is from the Acts of the Apostles. And the Acts of the Apostles was written by Luke, the same man who wrote the gospel. So Acts of the Apostles is like part two. Some of y'all, when you're reading your books, there's a series of books. Like Acts is the second in the series from Luke's writings. And Luke was there with him. Luke was one of Paul's friends. And so the story that Luke tells about Paul, he was living it. So it's a firsthand account. And he's talking about Paul being in the city of Athens, in the country of Greece. And Athens, that's where all the smart people were. And they loved to have conversations about all the smart things. And so St. Paul was there, and he wanted to have a conversation. Remember, he has the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives him all truth. So it doesn't matter how smart the people are, St. Paul is able to have a conversation with them. And he starts off saying, I see that you are a very religious people because you have temples to everything. See, the Greeks were pagans. They had little idols because maybe they had a god to the sun, or a god to the flowers, a god for bread, a god for rain, a god for music. They had all these little gods. But they also had a temple, an altar, like we have, that was dedicated to an unknown god. And so St. Paul revealed to them that he knew, because he had all truth, who that unknown god is. And it's the God of Jesus Christ. And so that's what he's talking about in that first reading, is that you have this desire to know God and all the ways that he makes himself known to us. The best way, the only way to truly know him is through Jesus Christ. And that's what St. Paul is telling him. And because he has the power of the Holy Spirit, he knows all truth. He's able to speak to them in a way that they can understand. And so we have to think about that in our own lives. Do I really believe that Jesus is that unknown God? That Jesus is the God of all? That all things are created for him and by him? And my entire life should be dedicated to him? And do I truly believe in the Holy Spirit? The first time we get the Holy Spirit, the first time we receive the Holy Spirit is in our baptism. And the next time that we get him in a very real, concrete way is in our confirmation. So you seventh graders who next year will be really preparing for that moment of encounter with the Holy Spirit, you're preparing to receive the Holy Spirit who's going to lead you to all truth. And so what do we do with the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit do in our life? Yeah, the priest can say, we can read, he leads us to all truth. But what does that mean? What is really the action of the Holy Spirit in our life? I was thinking, and thanks to Miguel, about the movie Aladdin. Who's seen it? Has anyone seen Aladdin yet? Anyone know the story about Aladdin? Right? The little boy finds the genie bottle, right? And he rubs it and the genie comes out. And what does the genie give him? Three wishes, right? What's his first wish? Who knows? his first wish, right, is to get out of the cave, right? So he's stuck in the cave, and he wants to use the power of the genie to help himself. The second wish, he wants to use the power of the genie to become a prince, because, right, he fell in love with Jasmine. So the first two wishes he uses is for himself, to make his life better. But what's the third wish? What does he wish? To free the genie. He uses his power, he uses his wish to help somebody else, to give somebody else freedom. Let someone else feel what it's like to be real human and enjoy life. That's really what the Holy Spirit does for us. Like, we can say our prayers and we can beg God to help us with our little things to make our life easier. And that's okay. God will hear those prayers. But to truly be open to the Holy Spirit, to truly listen to Him and allow the Holy Spirit to truly be the God of your life, is when you use your power of prayer, to help other people. Whether it's in your prayers and you know someone's having a bad day or a rough time and you ask Jesus to help them, or you use your power to truly help somebody. Maybe someone's having a bad day on the playground and they're sad and they're crying and you go to comfort them with a hug or kind words. Maybe someone's struggling in class and you know the answers to the homework and you help them to study so they can get the right answers. When we allow the Holy Spirit to truly be the domination, what really rules our life, we're going to start looking out for the good of other people. It's very easy to be selfish, like the first two wishes, and only think about what I want and what I need. But the power of Christianity, the true power of Christian love, is that we look out for the good of other people and do what's best for them. Let's pray for that grace, that as in about 11 days, when we celebrate Pentecost on Sunday Mass, and the Holy Spirit comes upon the church, that our hearts are opened, and that we stop being selfish, but we truly learn to love one another just as God has loved us. Amen.